nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
We're going to touch a little bit today on walking in the truth. Everybody say walking in the truth. Abba Father is a God of truth. You know? And we just want to highlight just some few things about walking in the truth. Truth is the most potent force on earth. Are you hearing me? Truth is the most potent force on earth. Nothing is stronger than the truth. I think it was St. Augustine that said that the truth is like a lion that you let loose. You don't need to defend it. It defends itself. You know? So that's how powerful truth is. So our God, our Father, is a God of truth. So we're going to look at truth a little bit. Because one thing that makes you very great and powerful in this life is truth. Everybody say truth. In our reading we read, you know the truth and the truth will set you free. There is nothing that truth cannot hear. Is it not? Truth is the almighty panacea of, it cures every problem. So truth kills everything. When truth is administered, it cures. And that's why He said, you know truth, and after knowing it, it will set you free. When the truth is truly known, freedom is properly guaranteed. A man that takes hold of truth has taken hold of liberty. But when the truth is suppressed, war, bondage, confusion continues. So there's nothing as beautiful as opening up of facing the truth. Truth is a fact that has been verified. See not? Are you hearing me? It's a fact that something that conforms with reality. That's truth. But beyond all those basic definitions, Jesus said, I'm the truth. See not? Truth is God and everything He represents. Are you following me? Everything God represents is truth. God Himself is truth. Do you not? So, when we deal with truth, we are touching on God. He is truth. Everything He stands for is truth. And when we go to Him and agree with Him, His truth certainly heals us. Are you hearing me? The truth heals us and allows us. I tell you, there is no issue of life that truth cannot deal with. When Uzzah stretched his hand and died by that act, you know, one of the mistakes, they did not walk in truth. The truth is that the priest should bear the ark on their shoulder. As soon as David did the correction, no more problem again. Are you hearing me? Truth is potent and very powerful. And we must continue to learn how to walk in the truth. In your family, you must learn how to walk in it all the time. And we must speak the truth to ourselves. When we do that, I tell you the truth, we go very far. Truth is strong. You want to leave your house and God say, don't go. Is that not the truth? The truth is what? Don't go. What God says. John 17:17 says, sanctify them by truth, thy word is truth. God said, don't go. Is that not the truth? Now, if God said, don't go, and you obey Him and don't go, you will not come under harm. Are you hearing me? You will not come under harm. But when you go against the truth, then harm begins. I discover nothing weakens the devil like truth. When you apply the truth to him, you finish him. Do you know? When he came to tempt Jesus, Jesus applied the truth. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord your God. He ran. He ran. Because he knows the truth has started doing something to him. Truth heals. Our nation cannot go further than we have treaded on the truth. We are coming together. I was talking with Pastor Dave. Telling him what issues about Nigeria. And how we don't present our best 11. Zilla, you have wrong people leading people. At the long run, they mislead everybody. Because the truth is those that ought to be in leadership are sleeping in their house. It's not their fault. So truth is so powerful. You must promote truth in your family. Promote it everywhere you go. And power comes out of it. Some people are going out trying to marry. The truth is that they are not supposed to marry. Are you hearing me? If you hear God, God will say no. But they begin to go, they continue and end up marrying. Satan begins to turn them upside down. At the long run, the marriage scatters. Truth is that this is not for marriage. When you combat life with truth, you win all the time. Are you hearing me? Always look for the truth. Discover it and stand by it. Are you hearing me? A man that stands by the truth can be stronger than a whole nation. I hope you know that. A man can stand by truth and conquer a whole country. What matters is truth. Apostle Paul, God said, go, preach the gospel. Is that not the truth? The truth is that this man ought to take the gospel to the nations. When he got to a particular place, they ganged up. And they stoned him to death. We'll soon start reading scripture. No, they stoned him. Stoned him. Stoned him. Apparently he died. While in that state of death, the truth is gone. Departed to Seleucia. The ministry have called them. Those stones, they are facts. Yes. That when a man is stoned, he can die. But truth, as we are going to see, is superior to fact. Is it not? We have emphasized it. Truth is superior to fact. If you live by truth, in spite of fact, you will still conquer. Are you hearing me? You sit in your office doing what God wants you to do. Some people rise up against you. They are truly fighting you. That's the reality. They are doing everything to bring you down. But the truth is that God bless you there. You know, when you stand on that truth, you conquer all of them. You conquer all of them. The brethren gathered around Apostle Paul, checked, came back to life, and continued preaching. The truth of taking the gospel was superior to the fact of stoning him to death. In this life, you must sit and dine and wine with the truth. All that should perturb you in life, because Abba Father is a God of truth. And when God the Beloved says, I have no greater desire than to see that my children are walking in the truth. So what potentiates your life, potentiates your movement, is the extent to which you have aligned with truth. May you see truth and embrace it totally in Jesus' name. May the truth be your watchword. May the truth. You have a child, you are trying to struggle. Let this child know God. If you listen to God well, you have tried. God can say, let this other person try. Is it not? That's the truth. If you listen to God well and allow another one or two persons to come in, your child will become very godly. Because the truth is that somebody else must come in and also help you. Are you hearing me? So the real battle of life is the battle of gathering and understanding the truth. That's why we read, you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. When the truth is properly known, accurately applied, success is compulsory. So we must, as a matter of fact, an urgency, settle down with the truth. John 14:6, Jesus said what? I am the way, the truth, and the what? No one come to the Father but by me. Truth is as powerful as Christ. And Christ is God. So truth can be as strong as God. Are you hearing me? Truth can be, when I was in university, those of us that used to have, there was one year like that, when we came in, some other hardly have any challenge. One challenge came, they said something last year, it was very funny then. I've never seen that kind of thing in my life because of my performance. God spoke to me one day, that year I will restore it. Well, the story is long. God held back a whole set, stopped them because of me. A whole set in medical school was stopped and two set joined because of me. Because God told me, He said He will restore that year. So what I had in the closet controlled the whole faculty. May you, we will not stop teaching you truth. May you discover the truth and live by it in Jesus' name. Every facet of truth that regulates your life, may you see it in its critical detail and live in the strength of that reality in Jesus' name. When we do it, we go very far. I am the truth. No man comes to the Father but by me. So Jesus is truth. He represents the truth. And when we stand by the truth, we conquer. So we are going to learn, and we are learning how to walk in the truth. We have already read, we don't need to repeat John 8:32. You will know the truth. We have already read, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. The Father, no man come to me but by me. John 8:32. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall what? Set you free, make you free, whichever. That means behind every bondage and failure is suppressed truth. Are you hearing me? Behind every bondage and failure is suppressed truth. That's the truth. So, the way out is to discover the truth. When the truth is discovered, that's how to escape. When I was not married and I travel, preach, people say, greet madam. Then I was not married. I said, God, I try. You tell me no, no, no. Okay, who is the one? Who is the person? One day I pray so much. I say, God, since if I say this, you say no, this no. I don't want to marry outside commandment. Because it will be risky for me. Then God spoke to me from my altar. He said, today you will see your wife. Today! That was the truth. You understand? The word of God is truth. Are you hearing me? Today! I went out that day. Funny enough, we had meeting that day. I was just looking. People did not know what was happening. I was not looking because I was hunting down for a babe per se. I was looking to marry the truth with reality on ground. That day, you walked into the fellowship of the church there. She walked in. It was not her, one other lady, and one or two other. I didn't know who is God, but I noted her. Noted one of them. But then I walked on that word God gave me that day. She turned out to be the one. And we married. Nothing stopped it. Blessed with 4 children for years now, and God has helped us. When truth came out, marriage became possible. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? There's something about the potency of truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. We must all fight for the truth. We must see the truth clearly. We must understand. Some people have an issue in marriage, they go. They want pastor to tell them, leave your husband. Don't stay with him again because of all these problems. The truth is still dead with what? Is that not the truth? Scripture, what? One woman ran away from her husband and went to one of God's house. She was running away from the truth. When you go outside the truth, you enter. Bible says, he that wanders from the road of understanding, abide in the congregation of the world. Dead. 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 She got to his house. When the man of God came, what's the problem? She said, my husband is this, my husband is that. She packed her load, she was running. The man looked at her, not serious. The Bible says your desire shall be towards your husband, and your own is towards your parents. You are going back to your parents' house. Will you pack your thing and go back to your husband's house? That's how it's screamed at her. The woman, as soon as she went back, the marriage started going on well. She was running away from the world. When you run from the truth, you submit to the devil. I've discovered. Stand with the truth, and you must win. Are you hearing me? Stand with the truth, and your strength becomes the strength of God. The church must learn her lesson of walking all the time in the truth. We are living in the north. We are walking in truth. So no devil in the north can overcome us. Someone, one of my relatives I was speaking to yesterday, said, what of this ultimatum they gave those from the southeast? By October 1, you should all leave the north. Is that the truth? Is that the truth? Both those that said it and those supporting them, something is wrong with their head. The truth that God has spoken is that October 1, we are there. The truth is that no devil can move us from the north in October 1. When people say, are you preparing? I love them to scorn. I'm going to hold a program that day. You understand? Truth! Truth is superior to a great lie. May we walk in the totality of truth. Psalm 43. Psalm 43. I want you to embrace truth in a new way. In your place of work, find out the truth. Apostle Paul was traveling. Though he was a prisoner with soldiers around him, the angel of God came. He said, I'm keeping you, everybody here, in your what? Hand. Is that not the truth? Any other thing those soldiers are saying is a lie. Fact may look correct, but truth is superior to fact. You know, it may be a fact that in your family people don't live long. They don't go beyond 50 years. That may be a fact. Is it not? But what is the truth? Psalm 91 verse 16. Okay, yes, that one of it is Psalm 118 verse 17. That you said, and I shall not die but live to declare the goodness of God. That's not number one. Another, you shall not die. Another one is Psalm 91 verse 16. What does it say? With long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. That is the truth. That is the truth. Is superior to fact. That is the truth. Psalm 43. Let's read Psalm 43 verse 3. What does the scripture say? Psalm 43 verse 3. Oh, send out thy light and thy truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me into the holy hill and to thy tabernacle. You can see that. Send your light, send your truth out. Let them lead me and bring me to where? If the truth of God can bring you to his holy hills, there is no way the truth of God cannot take you to. Are you hearing me? God wants you to go abroad. The truth of God will make them clear that visa, clear that everything, and you are there. If the truth of God can take us to his holy hill, I reckon that truth can take us everywhere. The truth of God can take you to a blissful marriage. The truth of God can take you to a place to conquer all enemies. The truth of God can make the church to dominate the whole world. The truth of God can make you to succeed excellently in life. If the light and truth can bring us to his holy mountain, it can take us anywhere. No place is more expensive than the holy mountain of God. That sacred mountain, I can be guided and guided by truth into that sacred mountain. Then there is nothing. When I proposed to my wife, I was giving her testimony. I don't have time to waste. I called her the first day. Some people say you should go out for long. After that, you know, there's a proposal. Some propose on the air, some kneel down, put the ring on. I'm not saying you should not do it. God bless you. I don't allow all those things to affect some of us. I'm a man of God. I walk, once I appear, I walk by spirit. Sat her down the first day I spoke to her. She thought I was going to pray normal, and I now put a bombshell. What did I even tell her? I can't remember. Maybe I didn't want to tell her so that it would not look as if I'm oppressing her. You understand? So I said, "I love you, be together." She was so shocked. She was totally confused. I kept it to her the first day. She has known me a little bit. That day I sat down, told her truth. Is that not the truth? I went to God. God told me, "This is she. Don't look for another." I didn't look at the way they're behaving in this generation. I went by the force and fire of truth. I didn't tell her God spoke, but I acted the way of the truth, because I know the truth must bring me to His holy hill. It must bring me to that place where we marry. I knew I would get there. When I told her, she was confused. Then I went back to God. He spoke to me. "Let her not sleep on her bed until she come and give me the answer." Prayer, when it is anchored on truth, become virulent, become toxic, and become corrosive. Are you hearing me? When you are praying based on truth, some people don't pray on truth. You are claiming a sister that is not your wife. It's not fair now. Sister Shade, I take her by fire by force. Is first of all, know the truth. If she's your own, then you start. Your prayer is not based on truth. You understand? You may pray that prayer for 6 months. The more you pray, the more she wants to slap you. You understand? When she sees you, you just look and say, "See, this brother is looking something that is close to monkey or something like that." Another brother come by truth. Talk to her once, she will start following him. And now you want to bind the brother. Is it his fault? Is it his fault? I told God she will not sleep on her bed. And that was it. The day she gave me the answer, 3 days or so later. 3 days. She told me, "Since you told me I could not sleep." Exactly what I told God. "Since you told me I could not sleep, let the will of God be done." And we are married. Truth. Truth is what you need to come to the holy hills. Truth is what you need to get to that glorious destiny that God has shown you. Truth is what the church needs to conquer the whole world. I'm not from the north, but the truth is that God placed me there. So anybody, whether you are from the north, that comes on our way, on the way of our ministry, or the way of the church of God there, we will send you out of town. Why? We are standing on the word truth. We are standing on the word. The governor of our state said they will buy preaching, they will do all manner, whatever. Is that not what you are shouting on television? Is he still saying it? We have cocked him. You understand? We have cocked him. He's not saying it again. Because the truth is that we must preach the gospel anyhow we like it. The truth is that you cannot regulate us from preaching the gospel. That's the truth. See, I want you to, you've been hearing the word truth, but I want you to sit down and do a critical appraisal of life and enter truth in a new way. Oh, when the truth defends you, you are defended indeed. Are you hearing me? When the truth defends you, a man came to marry my sister, it's up to 17 years ago. When he came to marry my sister, I welcomed the man well, I don't have problem. Want to marry my sister? He said, "Our brother is a man of God, beautiful. My own, I don't know what the rest are saying. Thy will be done, that's my lifestyle. You want to marry her?" So I sat with the man. We talked. I told him, "As long as my sister is your wife, it will work out. But if she's not the one, it will never work." The man shook. With time, I didn't see him. I don't know what I said affected him. He knew in his heart of heart that this man wants the will of God to be done. He disappeared from the scene. Truth has handled him. May you fight with truth in Jesus' name. Psalm 45 verse 3. Just a little time, I won't take your time, I'll keep the time. I just want you to get where my drift, just catch my drift. So that you wake up according to truth. Walking in the truth of Abba Father. Because he's a God of truth. Walking shoulders high. Give thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty. With thy glory and thy majesty. Let's read further. In thy majesty, ride prosperously. Everybody say, ride prosperously. Because of what? Is it not clear? Ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thank you. Thy right hand shall teach you means your right hand will begin to do terrible things. That's the meaning. Ride prosperously because of what? I see you begin to ride prosperously because of truth. That marriage you started by God, the challenge is too much. You will overcome all those challenges. And by truth, you will enter the next dimension in Jesus' name. Those children you cried for, God gave you according to his word. Any issue you have with them is corrected in Jesus' name. The truth is subdued, and you are riding prosperously. You are riding prosperity because of truth. You are ever advancing because of truth. Because of truth. And your right hand will teach you terrible things. You will do terrible things by your right hand. Because the truth of God is defending you. The truth of God is defending you. Is standing by you. Is working for you. Many years ago, a lady brought her sister to me. I got praying for her. She was in a funny relationship. This girl was normally serious with God, but that relationship made her not serious. At student level, she was already living with him. I said, what kind of nonsense is that? You are living with a man you are not married to. Is that what your parents sent you to school to do? I look at her, so she started saying one or two things. I said, this person, this is it, Taiwo, what's that his name? That guy that you are living with thinking that it will work, is not your husband, you will not marry him. As soon as I made that statement, the lady knew what I spoke. It's something told her that there's something correct about this. She started crying. What do you mean? I said, I didn't tell you. I didn't force you not to marry him. I'm just telling you the truth. She was crying. Hey, what do I mean? She has already given him his body. She can't imagine herself marrying somebody. What you have done is not important to me. All I am seeing is that you're not going to marry him. That's the truth. She was to come back a particular day. I didn't see her again. She disappeared. She went and went to wherever he is so that they will become closer, so that my prophecy will not happen. The guy even called me that time. There was a landline then, long time ago. Asked of my email, even opened. He was trying to do some things to me. He said, but we prayed a little. The way he was right, you will not marry her. It didn't take time. Everything scattered. Is it not? Did I go leave my house to go and start fighting with them? Or I didn't do anything physical. I just released two, and that's it. Truth is like a lion. You let it go. It will defend itself. You understand? Truth. We're going to see one or two scriptures. I will take your time. So that you embrace the potency of what truth is. You embrace it totally. You want it totally. When they wanted to disturb us in Zaria with this, their shared thing. Look at the way a lot of things have been said about them, but the way God fought. The leader of that shared Turkey, a great man of God and a man that, some of us love and submit to. They wanted to buy a property near where the church is. This is a church that has been in the city for very long. So, the church itself wanted to buy a property. So that man came with his movement. And there too, they want to buy. If you put 50 million, he will add 70. If you add, he will add 1, because they can get the money from Iran or wherever they will get it. So the man started taking the money very hard. When he got to that level, he even went and told that man of God that, in short, I want to buy, including where the church is. Can you imagine? One of the most prominent church in the city. I want to buy up. He want to use money and buy up the whole place. Man of God went to God. This man has gone too far. The Truth is that the church is planted here by God. As soon as he declared, just about a week, that's when they had that altercation with soldiers. When the chief of army staff was coming and they blocked him. That's as soon as the man of God declared, I'm telling you spiritual things, they block him. You know, military people are madness. Not that they are mad, but there's a way they are trained. Be careful with them. Initially, they were begging them, I beg, make una clear from the road. This chief of army staff, the head of military men in Nigeria, they were just making noise. If you watch the video, the next thing you see, the road has been cleared. They've shot, fired everybody. When they were done, they went to their headquarters in Zaria. No, the headquarters of that movement is in Zaria, and the whole Nigeria. The military men went to their headquarters, leveled everything. All the building, they cleared it to rubbles. Went to the man's house, leveled. Look at what they did that time. The story is long. What am I telling you? Many people don't know this. The same way he wanted to uproot the church. See the way all his building, headquarters, they leveled it. That's the truth. A man of God made a pronouncement. Up to 2 days in detention. Like told us that he's under house arrest. Are you hearing me? It's in detention. The man of God went by truth. Because those people, they drive from Sokoto to Zaria. You need to see them on the road. They cause roadblock. In their thousand, they are giving back. You need to see them causing going everywhere. Truth is superior to human beings. Truth is very powerful. Right, prosperity. Right, prosperity. When you stand in truth, you conquer all the time. When you walk in truth, it is not a question you win some, you lose some, you win all. Are you hearing me? So let's read some couple of scripture. Before we do, I want to summarize on time. Now, there are men who stood with the truth. We just look at them and I'm done. And I'm done. I want to keep to time. Genesis 14:14 to 16. Abraham. Let's read that. Abraham stood with the truth. Truth potentiated his life. Abraham was one man who was stronger than a whole country. I read recently a speech that Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, a speech he made one time. How they came as a nation and conquered everybody that fought them. Remember all the 6-day war? People will gang up against all of them. There may be fewer. At the time you know it, they've defeated all of them. The story was a moving speech, written, wonderful, because they stood on the truth. Let me tell you, truth is so terrible. When Joshua said, thou sun stand upon Gibeon, and thou moon in the valley of Ajalon, did the sun stand still? Even the normal rotation of the earth was obstructed because of the truth that came from Joshua. It was interrupted. It was interrupted because of the truth that came from Joshua. Even nature was suspended. That's how dangerous truth is. That's how dangerous truth is. Genesis 14, from 14. When Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed trained servants, born in his own 318 men, and pursued them unto Dan. Go for that. He divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night and smote them, pursued them to Hobah, which is on the left hand of Damascus. The next verse and the last one. He brought back all the goods and brought again his brother Lot and his good, and the women also, and the people also. What did he do? He brought back all the goods. Okay, my city. He brought back all the goods. Is it not? He brought back what? I hope you know Abraham fought four kings. Four kings. With 318 men in his house. What would have made him win that war? Everybody say truth. I've said before, Abraham is not a military commander. But the truth of the fact that this man, Abraham, God told him, Your seed will possess the gate of Abraham. Is not somebody you can ever win in a battle. Even if he went with 30 men. The truth is that his back can never be on the ground. Like the cat. If you throw a cat up, will his back land on the ground? His back will not. Try it now. Throw. Bam, on the leg. Abraham's back is not designed to touch the ground. Because of the potency of that root, he routed four kingdoms. Only him. He was just blowing whistle and they were going. What gave them the victory? What gave them the victory? Truth. May you war with truth. May you war with truth. I've taught people, even in marriage, to war with truth. I don't know whether I told you how a woman came to us, or one of my pastors, and said, though I didn't follow the story to the end, her husband, she helped so much and settled the man down. Fought for him. The man had nothing. When the man balanced, the man forgot about her. A man that she put up started chasing all sorts of women. What was her prayer point? Oh, pastor. Oh, pastor. This man has dealt with me. Let him become impotent. I finished giving birth to my children. Wonderful prayer point. God bless her soul. It's because I didn't follow that story well. Because, listen to me. If we pray, the thing will stop working. We are working with truth. It's temporal, don't worry. You know, we can make it stop working a little bit. Because the man has gone too far. You can handle your husband with the truth. You can handle your wife with the truth. You say, wife, don't go and start this thing. She says she must go. You must go, man. The Bible says you are under me. The Bible says your head. So where you go, you know what? It will not work. And you travel. Will it work? You are the head of the home. I'm not teaching you that because I don't expect that in your marriage. But when you gather people that have too much marriage problem and invite me, we'll teach them some technique. Are you hearing me? Let me leave you since your marriage is going smoothly. But there are truths to use to handle. You handle men in high places. Are you hearing me? Abraham brought down four kingdoms by the power of truth. I want to finish now. So, let me run. He won them by the power of truth. I told you in the north we survived by truth. And the truth, after they bombed two churches in Zaria, we didn't know them. We prayed. They never tried it again after that time. Though they didn't even bomb them, it's outside, the thing exploded. They never tried it again because some things were done. They couldn't succeed again. Because truth speaks. Abraham won. Jotham, let's go to Judges 9 and 7, then 19 to 20. Judges 9, 7. I want to read. When they told it to Jotham, he went and stood in the top of the Mount Gerizim, lifted up his voice and cried and said unto them, hearken unto me, ye men of Shechem, that God may hearken unto you. Before we continue reading, Abimelech, one of Gideon's sons, after Gideon died, came and killed 70 of his brothers. Is he not? 70 of them, he killed them because he wanted to take over the throne. After massacring 70 people, Jotham escaped. Is he not? He did not know that Jotham escaped. When he killed, he took over a throne. I don't know all these people that used to take things that belong to people. It's very easy to handle them. Somebody takes somebody's land. Take somebody's wife or take somebody something. Take some. Even in government level, somebody take a post that is not his own. We can deal with them. In Kaduna State, a particular year, they came and dethroned the governor with truth. Prayed until he was knocked out of that place. Jotham escaped. Small boy, what will you do to Abimelech and the entire military might of Israel? Or military might of bandwagon or people that are following him? Small boy, what power does he have? Jotham went on top of Mount Gerizim. Gerizim has to do with cut down. Gerizim has to do with, that's the meaning if you look at it, cutting down to size. The small boy climbed that mountain. Nobody was behind him again. And when he went on the mountain, he said, hearken unto me, amen, or Shechem, that God may hearken to you. Next verse. I want to read it so that I see it clearly. The trees went forth on the time to anoint the king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, reign over us. Next verse. The olive tree said unto them, should I leave my father wherewith? And so, because of want of time, jump to verse 19. Jump to verse 19. Okay. If ye then have dared truly and sincerely, nobody was hearing him, or with Zerubbabel, with his house this day, rejoice ye in Abimelech, and let him rejoice in you. Next verse and last verse. But if not, let fire come up from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and the house of Milo. Let fire come out of the men of Shechem and from the house of Milo and devour Ahimelech. Maybe you read the next verse. I didn't want to bore. And Jotham ran away. Everybody say, ran away. And fled. As soon as he did so, that spiritual oppression, he ran away. Small boy. Last boy. He went to Gerizim and proclaimed the truth. If what you did is right, no problem. If you don't do it, fire will come out of Shechem. As soon as it was done, maybe somebody is watching him. He ran away, but he has proclaimed the truth. We don't have time to study. Fight started almost immediately. Abimelech was fighting the people he's leading. They were fighting him. It didn't take time, they were pushing each other. You know how Abimelech died? He was going to attack the people he's leading. They ran to one tower. When he came to burn that tower down, as he did to the other one, one woman that was on top of that tower, the Bible says she took a millstone. Abimelech was at the foot trying to burn all of them. These are the people he was leading, though. These are his members. The woman took a millstone and left the millstone. The thing fell and broke his head. He would say, kill me quickly. He would not say, a woman kill me. It's not the millstone that killed him. What killed him? Truth. What killed him? Jothamic truth. Truth as elucidated by Jotham. Truth as elucidated by Jotham was what bring down a whole government down. The church must enter the truth. The church. I'm about to finish. The church must enter the truth. Jotham brought the government of Abimelech down. By truth, brought it down. I don't know what I told you this story. Let's read the second to the last verse. Acts 5:34. We were in church one day, many years ago. One of my daughters, she said there was one boy she filled with the Holy Ghost. And she wanted me to work on him. So she sent him from Abuja. The boy came to my house. I was so busy. While he was in my house, I didn't have time to talk with him. I didn't know that that Holy Spirit he filled him with may not be the Holy Spirit, because with the benefit of hindsight, I think he was filled with evil spirit. Because we're in church one day, he left the church and headed for the house. He had the key. We don't know, he was timing everybody. Go to the house, open the house. What we see was one laptop and some handset. He packed it and started going. A pastor was in church. Suddenly, he just felt, go home. Go to the house. That's my house. Go. The pastor just went home. During service, when he went home, he went. Because that laptop, funny enough, was his own, because he was staying with me there. He didn't see the laptop. Something just told him that this boy, since he didn't see him in church, he just ran towards the park. As God will have it, when he got to the park, he saw the boy was already, the car was almost leaving. Told him, come down. That's how he was arrested. People in the park arrested him. The message came to me after church. I came there. So they were telling me a lot of things, that should they bring police? I said, don't worry, leave police out of it. Let me just give him to me. We went home with him, collected back the laptop, but we didn't have the handset. When we looked at him and said, if I hand you over to police now, they will mess you up. Why do you have to do that? After talking to him, I told him, all right, you can't stay here again, obviously. But are you the one that also took the handset? He said, no. A thief that I showed mercy to is still alive. Did you tell this handset? He said, no. I said, it's okay. I won't call police for you. If you took it, if you didn't take it, no problem. You took it. The way your life will start scattering, you can now go. A guy went away. 2 months, I was praying on the mountain. One day, phone was ringing. I picked the call. He said, I'm the one. I think his name is Emmanuel or something like that. I'm the one. Actually, I took that answer. Since I left everything, my life just started scattering. I'm the one that took that answer. How did I handle him? Everybody said truth. Did I follow him? I sat in my house and solved the problem with the truth. May we sit down and understand the truth. Then stood there up one in the council of a Pharisee named Galilee, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all people, commanded to put the apostle forth in little space. Next verse. And said unto them, ye men of Israel, take it to yourself what you intend to do touching this man, because they are persecuting the apostle. Next verse. For before these days rose up Theudas, boasting himself of somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, who was slain, all, and as many as obeyed him were scattered and brought to naught. Next verse. After this rose up Judas of Galilee in those days of taxing, and drew much people after him. He also perished, and all, as many as obeyed him, were dispersed. Next verse. Now I say unto you, refrain from this man. Let them alone, for if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. Read the next verse. But if it be of God, everybody say, if it be of God, ye cannot overthrow it, lest happily you be found even to fight against God. Ye cannot, everybody say, cannot. Ye cannot overthrow it. If it be of God. Did they overthrow it? No. Peter was strong. The church was strong. The truth of God have lived those men. They conquer. Ye cannot oversee. Even Paul said, we cannot do anything against the truth but for the truth. Are you hearing me? We cannot do anything. Last verse, so that we stand up. Ye cannot. Nobody can handle truth. Was it Gorbachev, one of these Russian atheists, one of their leaders, say he does not fear his conscience the way he said it, but the conscience is what he fears. Truth. Conscience. That conscience, that thing that deals with him, that one is afraid of. Because the truth is potent and absolutely powerful. Last verse. Acts 14, verse 19. Acts 14, 19 to 20. Talking about Paul. And there came Didda, Jews from Antioch and Iconium, and persuaded the people. Well, I said this already, having stoned him, threw him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Verse 20. How be it that the disciples stood round about him? He what? Everybody say he rose up and came into the city. The next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe, and gospel continued. He rose up. I see you rising up. If a lie has brought you down, I see you rising up. Issues are trying to overwhelm you. That is not necessarily God. I see you rise up. I see you rise prosperously. The truth will start defending you in a new way. I see you line up with this reality. I see God fight for you. Let's rise up and pray. I come tomorrow, but He rose up. I want us to spend 3 minutes just pray to God before we proclaim some prophetic word. Pray to Him, walking in truth.